Coach's Insight continues here on KARE 93.7. High school basketball in full swing now, and we get an opportunity to talk with ACCHS boys basketball coach, that is Troy Hoffman. It is presented by L&L Construction. Coach, early on in the year, couple games, couple losses. Taking a loss to ACCHS last week, and then a loss on a Tuesday night against Holton, who jumped into the rankings this week. You know, what's the early assessment on the team and where things are at right now?
I think we have a good leader in Caleb Miller. You know, Kieran Corder was going to be our leader, and he still is our leader. He'll be back here pretty quick. But I really love the play of Caleb Miller. Just intense on defense. He's a man of character. He's disciplined out there. First game of the season, he had two charges last night against Holton. He took three charges. Doing an outstanding job on the defense, leading the team, filling in the role of point guard when, you know, that's probably not his forte and not something he's comfortable with, but he's stepping up and accepting that challenge, and I just have been so pleased with him early on.
Even despite, you know, the wins and losses to this point, when you have a player with that ability, that seems to be a little bit more of a luxury, and you would think over time that's going to equate to better performances, and he's just going to be able to kind of help the team around him.
I think it will. You know, Caleb is a man of integrity, like I said. And, you know, there's more important things at the high school level than wins and losses. I love to win more than anybody else. But, you know, teaching the kids the importance of integrity and work ethic and discipline, to me, those things are what high school sports are all about, and that's kind of what we're struggling with right now. Discipline on the defense or the offensive end. You know, we want to shoot too early in a possession and not make the defense work, and you know, we don't realize sometimes, I think, that, you know, you pass three or four or five or six times, the defense will break down. High school defenses are good, but, you know, I don't think there's too many defenses that can withstand an assault like that. So as we learn how to be more disciplined on the offensive end, I think that'll translate to wins on the court.
Back to it quickly on a Friday night, you get Valley Falls, and they're off to a great start. They have a 33-point win against Oskaloosa and a 38-point win on a Tuesday night. They won at Horton. You know, what's the early scouting report on Valley Falls and the challenges they present this week?
You know, I was feeling pretty good about myself, and I'll tell you what, you just stuck a knife in my heart here. So. No, I love playing competition early on. You know, as soon as we get Kieran back, I think, our substitutions will be a little more stable than what they are right now. But, you know, this gives us the opportunity. Playing these great, great opponents here early on in the first 2 weeks gives us an opportunity for the younger kids and maybe some kids who haven't been in leadership roles to step up and maybe assume those roles. And so, to me, it's exciting. I'm looking forward to playing Valley. And then we got Pleasant Ridge on Saturday. So we got two quality opponents back-to-back. And just looking forward to the competition and seeing the kids step up and accept the challenge.
Great stuff, as always, from Troy Hoffman, boys basketball coach at ACCHS. Up next for them, they get Valley Falls on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate it, as always. Thanks again for your time, and good luck the rest of the week, I should say, and then we'll do it again next week.
Thank you very much.